Hello. So today I'm going to be making a blackberry buckle. Okay, so the recipe I have calls for a third a cup of liquid fat that is like a neutral taste. But the only liquid fat I have right now is olive oil, which is a very neutral.
So I just melted a third cup of my vegan butter substitute.
And then it also calls for 4 tablespoons of vegan butter substitute to be softened. So I'm just going to put that in the microwave for 5 minutes, flip it, put it in for 5 more minutes, flip it, put it in for 5 more minutes, flip it.
So on and so forth until it gets a little more soft.
You do this a bit slowly because you don't want it to melt. So you gotta go real, real slow.
All right.
Got it nice and soft. Now the next thing I gotta do is I have to add a bit of apple cider vinegar to my vegan dairy. I'm gonna do that now. I've got my soy milk, original unsweetened, and it calls for 3/4 of a cup, but I only have 1/2 a cup, but don't worry. I also have a dairy-free, like, sweetener, oh, not sweetener, 1/2 and 1/2, it's also unsweetened. This one's coconut cream and almond milk, so it's got a little bit more fat than the regular non-dairy milk, so I'm only going to fill that up to the 2/3 line, and then I'm going to top the rest with a little bit of water. Hello!
You hear my cat? I didn't say hi to her when I came home. Sorry, Dove.
She likes me to pick her up and pet her and kiss her when I get home, and I didn't do that. But she wasn't waiting for me in the kitchen, so she didn't get it. And the main reason she likes us is because she gets treats afterwards. Are you ready?
Okay.
I gotta wash my hands again. Oh, and I'm gonna turn on the oven. I never did that. Okay, I think it's 350. I'm just gonna do that. And then I'm going to add the apple cider vinegar to my milk. I just need to see how much it's supposed to be. 1 teaspoon. Okay. I don't need to measure that. I'm just going to put about 1 teaspoon's amount. It's just enough to get it to curdle so that it's a little thicker. Stir that in. Alright, and then I'll get started on the actual, like, batter portion. So a buckle, it has like a sort of cake batter, and then it has a fruit, and then it has a sort of crumbly streusel topping. Or strudel topping, I'm not entirely sure which it is. And it gets that name because the fruit then kind of buckles into everything, and it makes it kind of look all wonky. It's not a very pretty dessert, but it's really, really easy to make. So, I need 1.5 cup flour and 3/4 cup sugar. Let me check on my blackberries real quick. I got them on Monday, so I don't know if they're still good. All right, let's see, one more truth. Oh, they're fine. They're fine. Good, all right, they're ready. All right, so 1/2 cup of flour, 1 cup of flour, and 1.5 cups of flour, sugar, ½ cup of sugar, 1/4 cup of sugar. Then I'm going to need to add baking powder and soda to that, as well as salt. And not cinnamon, okay. So, baking soda is 1/2 teaspoon. Baking powder is 1/2 teaspoon. Salt is probably like 1/4 teaspoon. And then this is supposed to have vanilla flavoring, but I don't actually have any vanilla flavoring because I am irresponsible. I didn't pick any up when I was ran out of it. So it's getting a little bit of almond flavoring, but I'm going to add the dairy, well, not dairy, the non-dairy milk. Then the oil. Then I'm going to top it with a bit of almond extract. Oh, it's so hard open. All right, I'm going to mix that all together. Turn on my fan. The oven has been used to cook pizzas without using a sheet on them. It wasn't me. It was my partner. Also, he set off the alarm last night by doing that. So it's getting a little smelly in here right now when I'm heating up the oven. So if the alarm goes off, I'm so terribly sorry. It'll annoy me too. Okay, so that batter's all whisked. I'm going to spray the cake pan with a bit of nonstick spray. I'm going to pop this. Oof, that was loud. Sorry. I'm just going to give this a real quick stir on the bottom with my rubber spatula, the batter. Just make sure all the flour is incorporated. Yep. And then I'm just going to pop it in the cake pan. Smelling like almond. So I've got the batter in there. Now what you do is you put your fruit on top. You can use any really like smaller kind of berry type fruit. So you can do strawberries if you slice them up. Or you can do like blueberry whole or blackberry whole.
Boysenberries, I guess. Raspberries might be a little too delicate. Curds? Curds could be interesting if you had like a butt ton of them. And then you top it with like the crumble. So I'm going to see how we do with these blackberries. I don't have too many. I have probably about a cup. Even though the recipe calls for about 2 cups of fruit, so I'm just gonna place them around and see how good of a spread we have on the fruit. And if it's not that good, I'm gonna go into a deep dive in my freezer and see if I have some frozen blueberries or frozen mixed berries or frozen fruit of any kind. I know I have mango in there. I'm not adding mango to this. I am not, I'm not going to do that. That's a weird one. Wouldn't catch me doing that. You might. Just kidding. You might catch me doing that. Definitely if this was like a coconut flavored cake, I could see that. All right. It's not a lot, so I'm going to go into a deep dive in my freezer and see. I swear I saw some frozen blueberries in here. I'm just kind of going to fill in all the gaps with a bit of these little blueberries. There we go. Oh, much better. Ooh, and there's still enough blueberries in here that I could make this again or make like blueberry pancakes or a blueberry syrup, or I could make blueberry like cinnamon rolls. Okay, moving on. The fruit is there. Now I have to create the sort of crumble on top. Alright, so I grab my tiny bowl. I look at my recipe. And it says 1/2 cup flour, 1/3 cup sugar. Salt and cinnamon. All right. 1/2 cup flour, 1/3 cup sugar. There we go. I need to get sugar when I'm at the store. Can somebody please remind me? Sugar and vanilla. Help. All right. A little salt. And I'm not going to put cinnamon in here because it's got the almond. I feel like that would be very strange. So I'm just going to whisk that together real quick with my fork. And then I'm going to pop my butter substitute in there. And then I'm just kind of going to fork it into it, just trying to create the little crumble texture. You get the look of like peas or sand or whatever you want to call it. Hi, baby. My cat is back. I unplugged her water fountain for the audio so I wouldn't have to remove that noise. And she is right now kind of just looking at it like, why? What's going on? Where's my water? I need my moving water. Why are you the way you are? Also, I haven't been fed in days. I'm starving to death. You know how cats are. Alright, I'm just making sure I get all this flour incorporated. Some big chunks. I'm gonna break it up a little bit with my hands. Fork's not doing it for me right now. So I'm just taking it up between my two hands, picking up it to the bottom and kind of rubbing it very, very softly between my fingers to break up the chunks, but not to really melt the butter. Just trying to get some little smaller chunks. It doesn't all have to be really small and uniform. I just don't want too many big. And I have it. So I've got that. Now I'm just going to pop it on there. Like put the crumble over the fruit. So this is a buckle, but basically it's pretty much the same as any of the easy dump fruit recipes that are like cake, but like with a crumble topping, like a cobbler, a brown Betty, a buckle, a crumble. There's so many names. Hold on. Let me finish this and then I'll read all of them. Almost got it. There we go. And that's just going to go in the oven now for a bit of time. And say goodbye. It's going to be a delicious breakfast or dessert or both. Okay. So that goes in for 45 minutes. All right. That is easy enough. Okay. So all the different fruit, like cakes or crisps that I'm talking about, crisps, cobblers, crumbles, slumps, grunts, buckles, and brown Bettys. It's just like a bunch of fruit, and it's also cake, and it might have some sort of crispy topping, like a streusel. They're good. They're really easy to make. The buckle is my favorite. It's so easy to make. But it's just basically cake, then it's got a single layer of berries, and then it's got a little crumble on top. So I hope you enjoyed listening to me make it. It will be done in 45 minutes. All right, bye.